From KUOW Seattle, it is The Record for this Thursday afternoon. I'm Marcy Silman.
I'm Steve Scher. It's about 15 miles from SeaTac to downtown Seattle. This morning, people started that walk. Their goal is to bring attention to the $15 minimum wage. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph went down to the starting point of the walk at the International Boulevard and South 176th Street in SeaTac.
There are about 100 people gathered here right now, and what they're saying with this march is that they want people to understand that the $15 minimum wage idea can spread from SeaTac to Seattle, and it can spread beyond. Again, about 100 people, there's a police escort. It's a lively group, but it's very, very orderly, and it's going to be a long, cold day marching from SeaTac to Seattle. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
We know that there are airport workers and fast food workers and nurse assistants and retail salespeople who work their tails off and are still living at or barely above poverty. And that's why it's well past the time to raise a minimum wage that in real terms right now is below where it was when Harry Truman was in office.
That's President Obama voicing his support for raising the minimum wage to more than $10 an hour. And those are protesters today who are marching to raise Seattle's minimum wage to $15 an hour, a nearly 50% increase. Supporters say the $15 minimum wage is needed to assure quality of life for all workers. Critics worry it will force local small businesses to close. Chris Maycutt owns Chaco Canyon Cafe, a vegan restaurant here in Seattle's University District. He's taken his concerns about the impact of the minimum wage or the potential minimum wage hike to the Seattle City Council. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Marcy. How are you?
I'm fine. What are your concerns about raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour?
Well, I do want to be clear that I'm excited and glad that there's people marching for this right now. I'm someone who totally supports the idea of redistributing wealth from the top to the bottom. I think that as a society, it's become pretty clear that that's what we need to do. My concerns with this is that as a business owner, we would have to close our doors if come January 1st we had to raise our minimum wage to $15 an hour. So I think that there are smarter and more pragmatic ways to go about things, and taking a sledgehammer approach to this, while I understand people's frustration with society and the inequality and the way it is, I think that there's better ways to do it.
Well, Chris, what would happen to your particular business if the minimum wage was increased on January 1st?
Well, we employ somewhere between 54 and 57 people, depending on the time of year right now, and I strive as a business owner to provide a compelling and empowering workspace, and joyful workspace that my employees can learn from and get to a better place, because we're just a stopping point along the way. But as far as how that would affect us is that we currently have about 48% of our revenue go to our employees in some fashion. And if we if we raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, it would leap to 65% of our income, and there's no way that we could really feasibly raise our prices to a place that people could afford in our community and still be able to stay in business. So that's how it would affect us, you know.
Chris, it seems for you, somebody who considers himself a progressive, you run this wonderful vegan cafe, that you find yourself in a little bit of a quandary on this issue.
Well, you know, when you guys reached out to me, it's hard for me to come on the radio and say that, you know, I don't support this particular legislation because, again, my main concern as a business owner is my employees. That's my number one, number two, and number three concern. You know, I love my employees. They work really hard. They do deserve more than they get, and I pledge as a business owner to make that better for them. But, you know, if this came to pass, the simple reality is there's no way we could weather that. There's no way. And, you know, I'm not alone. I've talked to two of my contemporaries in the past couple of weeks. One of them recently had to lay off about half her staff. Another one wondered aloud 3 years into business when she would start seeing a profit. It's really not easy for small business owners in Seattle, and nothing has really happened in the past, you know, 6-7 years while this recession or whatever you want to call it has come down to really help us. I'll never forget sitting next to council president, well, she was council member, Sally Clark, at a West Seattle Chamber of Commerce luncheon years back, and asked her, so are you guys planning to do anything to help out small business in Seattle? And she looked at me and said, well, no, you guys are kind of our surest form of income. And I get that, you know, but it's not easy to run a small business. And I think if the spirit of this movement is to redistribute the wealth from the tip top to the lower rungs, you know, at least in our case, it would be redistribute it from slightly above the middle to slightly below the middle.
Well, it's interesting what you were saying about your contemporaries with other small businesses, and you elaborated how hard this recession has been on you. What role do you think businesses like yours play in the overall Seattle economy?
Well, that's a deep question. I've been told many times that we're the driver of the economy. It's not the big businesses that drive the economy. It's all the small mom and pops that do that. From what I can tell, you know, that we provide an alternative in a lot of ways to just your standard sort of ways of working. And I can't tell you how many people come to our place of work to work for us who've worked for large companies and really feel the effects of that. And they come kind of broken, and they come with an attitude that work is something that has to be bared and something that's forced upon you by society. And when they come and work for us, you know, by and large, I've had, you know, dozens of employees tell me this is the best job they ever had. And, you know, my hope is to send them out the door with a new attitude about what it is to be a worker in this world, because it's a big part of all our lives. And I think that's important.
Well, at this point, we're looking at what economists, and at least an economist I spoke to, said was verifiable growing income inequality. Isn't the increase in the minimum wage inevitable? And if it is, what do you do?
When you say is the increase inevitable, are you saying is it the increase is inevitable that's going to get to $15 an hour?
No, just that it's going to go up.
Well, that's fine. I mean, that's how the world works. And, you know, in the depths of the recession, I think we had one of our largest increases percentage-wise for minimum wage that, you know, and we had to bear it. But that's something that's just a small rung in the ladder that we had to figure into our pricing and figure into our overall how we run our business. And it's, you know, it's a lot of work to figure out how to make it all work out. But like I said, it's, you know, I call $15 an hour the sledgehammer approach, because there's just no way to account for that. You know, the economist you had on said it was, you know, they had no data on it because it's totally unprecedented to go from you know, A to R as far as that goes. So I wouldn't say that it's inevitable that it's going to go up to $15 an hour, but I think that, you know, there's clearly some movement to accelerate that. And I think as long as it's done in a way that you really take everyone into account, from the biggest businesses with, you know, tens of thousands of employees to the smallest businesses with two employees to the medium-sized businesses like ourselves, and do the best you can as legislators to try to make sure that everybody can still prosper and be treated fairly. I think that's the approach to go.
Chris Maycutt, owner of Chaco Canyon Cafe in Seattle's University District, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
It's The Record from KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm Marcy Silman.